Okay, so you found a theme that lets you add a logo. Then you'll find a box at the top of that theme setting page that says, enter the URL of an image to use as the logo for this site. And it'll usually tell you the size that it should be as well, so you don't distort your page or your banner. Now, the problem comes in that you can't just add your image into the box. You actually have to upload it to the internet. But there isn't an add file button here on the themes page. So you've got to actually upload your image somewhere in cyberspace and then click it to get its web address, which you then paste into that box. How you get that web address depends on your system. You might right click on the image and get properties, or you might right click and it'll say copy image URL. But the main problem is how to get it onto the internet in the first place. Although actually it's not that big a problem these days, as there are lots of free sites that let you upload images. Why not just make an account in Flickr if you don't already have one? Upload your banner there and get its URL from there. If you're really, really stuck, then you can actually upload it to Moodle, though it isn't a perfect solution. You've got to go to the front page to do this, turn on your editing, and then add the main menu block. And then from there, choose Add a Resource file and upload your logo or your banner. And then when it's uploaded, click on it and get its URL like before. You'll know it's right if it ends in JPG, JPEG, or PNG, for example. And then you paste that into the logo field box of your theme. Now you can go back to the front page and you can hide the main menu block if you like, it'll still work. But the downside is that in the navigation block, there's a link Site Pages. And if you click Site Pages, you'll see the link to your banner or logo there as well, which isn't ideal. However, what is good, as an aside, is that if you allow category themes and category themes which let you add banners or logos, and you do have a proper place up online to upload them to, then you could have different faculties could have different category themes with their own banners or logos, which is quite cool. Though you are restricted in which themes will let you do that. And don't forget as well to press the Clear Theme Caches button in the Theme Selector page once you've done it to see your changes taking effect. It might take a couple of goes. And happy theming!